It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about providing more value and giving something more to your audience. Now, this kind of brings me back to when I used to work at the beer store. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, the beer store is a retail outlet in Ontario, in Canada, and it's owned by the brewers. Now, what we did was we obviously sold the beer that the brewers wanted to sell. We were their retail space across the province. And something mainly in my time as a part-time employee and a full-time employee, our managers and our district managers, everybody wanted us to upsell package sizes. And that was actually something we were graded on, I guess you can say, for our yearly appraisals. And at the time, I hated it. All of us, all of the part-timers, all the full-timers, we hated upselling. We knew who our customers were. We knew exactly what they wanted. If one of the regulars came in and they wanted one tall can, we knew that tall can was meant for when they got home. Or if a customer came in to get a six-pack, we knew exactly that's all they wanted. They didn't want to be upsold to a 12 or whatever. Now, there were certain circumstances when obviously upselling made sense. When the brewers put the 28 packs on for the same price as 24, well, that was obvious. We wouldn't even allow our customers to buy the 24s. We didn't have 24 packs out. But it was something we hated. But in the way the Ontario beer market is, anywhere outside of the beer store, if you wanted to buy, for example, 24 packs, you had to buy four sixes. So for example, those sixes were $10, you were paying 40, whereas at the beer store, that 24 pack is $32 or $35. So it made sense to get your beer at the beer store, but the six pack was still the same, but 12 was a little bit cheaper, 24 was a little bit cheaper, 28 a little bit cheaper. So you were getting more value, more beer, and it was a better value. So that's why they wanted us to upsell. Now, kind of switching gears, it makes perfect sense for entrepreneurs, especially in my case as a digital marketer and somebody is selling information and services to upsell. Now, one really big example of providing more value to your audience is something that I've learned from Russell, and it's selling and teaching our frameworks. For example, I could have one framework. I could take a little bit of that framework and give that away for free. I can provide you value you need to in a certain area, and then I could take that same framework, provide even more value in an upsell, and then in an upsell from that or a one-time offer from that, I can provide even more value, all stemming from one framework. And it doesn't matter if you're in a digital space, if you're in a retail space, this is something you can do to your customers. What do you have that you can offer to your customers to provide more value? It could be product A, but product B can complement product A, and you could offer both of those at a better value, a better price than buying them separately. So when you look at your business and you look at the way you're selling your frameworks, you're selling your products, how could you provide your customers, your audience, with more value? the more value you can offer, the better that is for your customers, and it's the better it is for you as well. So really, that's all we wanted to touch on today. We wanted to talk about upselling, how much I hated doing it at the beer store, and how much I love doing it now. So with all of that said, I want to provide even more value to you. So let's have a conversation. Let's talk about how I can provide you value in growing your business. So with all that said, hopefully you got a little bit out of the podcast, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week.